Thank you so much for joining Losing My Religion podcast. My name is Joshua Preston. Today we have a new episode for you. We hope that it encourages you and through the discussions to what our part, our journey, and maybe even what the Holy Spirit is revealing in your heart with it. We hope that it encourages you and helps you on your way, helps us to enjoy more of His love for us, enjoy the relationship that we have with Him, so that we can actually be better human beings, be the human beings that He has created us to be, to love one another just as He loves us. So we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you love our podcast, please subscribe and share. And you can actually become a podcast contributor if you like to. If you feel led to, if you don't, and we're absolutely fine with that. So we hope you enjoyed this episode today, and we look forward to having more discussions with you in the future. And so enjoy. Welcome to Losing My Religion podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Joshua.
And I'm another one of your hosts, Korea.
And welcome to episode 142 in the books on this November, cold November night. Yeah. That's all I can say. I need coffee. And you took the last bit of coffee.
Yep, I sure did.
I should have made some more coffee. But anyways, we just want to thank you so much for joining us in this conversation. And hopefully
you get something out of it.
If you don't, well, you wasted about 25-35 minutes of your life that you'll never ever get back. Sorry, just going to have to ask Jesus to make it up for you. Anyways. No, I just want to thank you. But if you have any questions or anything like that, you can write us at hellolosingmyreligion.love and send us a voice message to whoever you choose to communicate.
Well, a voice message is just to let people know. It goes up to a minute.
1 minute voice recording. So yes. So, this episode, I wrote the title, you didn't see it, so that's the great thing about this.
I usually don't see the titles. Yeah, we just sit down, we'll just just go.
No, I already know, but you don't know. It's okay. I throw you on the spot.
When it comes to the conversations.
Yeah.
For those who are tuning in for the first time, we talk about
everything.
Any and everything.
Yes. That's what we do. Because, believe me, life is everything.
Yeah, and what led us up to this point in life.
Yes. So I want to kind of preface this because this is interesting because we just had a conversation one room over. And this one's titled, as you as a listener already know, Having Hope. And this is in bleak times. I think in this world, if I want to say how everything is right now, there's a lot of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Feel like it still. We had this conversation back in Marchy.
Yeah.
Beginning of the pandemic here in the US anyways. And it's still going, and the news came out, I saw they're expecting it to be worse over the next several weeks because of Thanksgiving here in the US. And it's unfortunate because I get it. People travel and see people. It's just going to spread, but there's going to be a lot of bleakness in that. I would say, what was it, 6 months? 6 months? 6-7 months?
Yeah.
8 months into this?
A lot of months.
And it's like a, with no light directly up in the tunnel. Then they might be talking about a vaccine and stuff, but you and I who are not in the front lines and not the high risk, we won't be, that's not an option for us till sometime next year. And
Year raises a lot of questions.
Questions, yeah.
I can't imagine life going back to how things were before COVID. I don't want it to. I don't want to try to, I guess with how things are now, I don't want to try to force going back to how things were before because I don't think it could work. I don't think our lives are set up like that. I don't think
there's a lot of change, and it's crazy. And I'm gonna preface one area and put it in perspective, people understand. Kind of what we're talking about here, because I think this kind of affects when you go through things like this, it affects your the future thoughts of you know, your dreams. And it affects all of that. Like, for instance, the movie industry is, like, movie theater industry, I should say, is kind of looking at this situation with the whole COVID. They don't know what to do because these movie studios are also trying to think, hey, what if a couple years down the road, someone else pops up?
Oh, they know what they're doing. And they're going digital. They're streaming.
They're streaming.
They're developing their own platforms.
Yes. And so they're thinking, they're trying to be, one, counterintuitive about what's going on, trying to grow as industry, but also playing out, what if this happens again? You know, that what if this happens again? It could be something else. And it happens. How do we continue to be what they call recession-proof, pandemic-proof, type of thing, that their films and stuff can keep going out there. Mm-hmm. And we know to see a lot of it moving to streaming. You see it more and more, and this is taking a bigger leap. But then movie theaters, what are they going to do with the streaming? How are they going to survive? How are they going to eat? How are they going to pay their bills? How does that change for us as a viewer? Will there be movie theaters for us to go to one day? And a lot of it is, if you want to say, the future of it is in the air. You're like, well, what does this have to do with me? What does this have to do with God and stuff? Well, put that to your life. I want to say this. Like, this pandemic has affected everybody. I don't care who you are. It's had an effect on you and what you do and what you don't do.
Yeah.
And it can really affect with, you know, it kind of put a lot of things at halt in people's lives. It hurt them financially, physically, mentally, emotionally, where there's stuff that's going to have to take place for you to move forward. Like, there's so much uncertainty about the future. Where do you go? What about my dreams? What about my things I want to do with my family or with a friend or with my, you know, just do myself? Am I going to be able to get there? Am I going to be able to do those things? And, you know, am I going to be get my health straight so I can do that? Can I even pay my rent in 2 months? You know, can I even sustain this and this? And because of what's going on and things like this kind of can make it hopeless.
Yeah.
And have feel like an uncertain future.
Yeah, it can feel very dark. And it's definitely hard to see what steps to take and where to go from where you are. We were just talking about this before we sat down and recorded, like, what to do as far as, like, when it comes to business, and because our business has been greatly affected.
Yeah.
And still trying to find creative ways to support our family. And not just taking, and I know this might sound crazy, but not just taking any and every opportunity, because not everything works for everybody.
And then it can actually hurt you.
Yeah, and make things even worse.
Yeah.
And I know we're talking about the economy and you know, jobs and stuff, but also our mental and emotional health is just as important. And even focusing on that, maybe you can share a little bit about how, like, personally, how you've been doing mentally and emotionally, and what's helped you to even get to this point right now.
Oh, for me, I mean, like, I don't know, like, I guess the most religious way to say, I got Jesus, so I got hope. Oh, that is very true. I do lean a lot on my relationship with God, and it helps me. But it's demonstrated, not just saying, I have Jesus. And that is, I would say a lot for me, is talking to you. Mm-hmm. And being able to have conversations with you about certain things, to be able to talk about stuff.
you know, and just kind of get through it. And we have four kids, so sometimes, you know, if anybody's, you know, have kids going through this, you gotta be so creative to keep them busy, but you're around them a whole lot more than you ever was before.
Yeah.
And so that does weigh on you too, you know, that does get you. And dealing with those certain things, like, I would say for us right this moment, one of the biggest things that's helped, and it's simple, but putting up a Christmas tree.
Enjoying those little moments. What to some may seem silly or, you know, frivolous.
But it helped. I mean, it's helped.
We were talking about how that's actually a big deal for us, because there was a point where we did not even
have
our own place.
Yeah, for a couple of years.
And we couldn't do some of the stuff we've been wanting to do.
So in a sense, we got to have this little accomplishment that's helped us mentally, physically, emotionally, and this journey that we're all going through. And that's leaning on, that's, to me, that's like leaning on my relationship with Dad. And having it, and that's just a manifestation of it. To bring a Christmas tree. And it's not, and people are like, yeah, it seems so. Yeah. But for us, it's meant a whole lot. Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to put lights in the front of our house. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a huge thing. And you know, it's interesting, because we live in a neighborhood where most people can't put stuff out in the front. And I felt like...
We live in a townhouse, apartment, community type of thing.
And so I felt like by Dad, by just putting a couple of lights outside, is helping somebody who's here to give them hope. It's funny. I just felt that.
Inspiration to see what can you do to help bring literal light.
Felt that like inside of me, like... That was Dad's, you know, he was like, hey, this is going to bring somebody hope. Okay, well, this is interesting. Let me, and you know, not just for us and the kids that were like, ooh, and I, and, you know, but somebody who drive by, and, oh, that's really cool, you know. I don't know, like, for me, it's been those things like that. It's just, I would say, instead of just quoting the religious quote on it, but actually, like, seeing it outwardly. And being able
to demonstrate it.
Demonstrate his relationship. And like, we have one of our friends who live right behind us, and they have a daughter, and be able to just get together, and knowing that how we both are, we all try to stay quarantined, we try to stay to ourselves, and to be able just to kind of go to a park, just us, and play, you know, has helped. You know, that's huge. You know, that's, to me, that's leaning on Dad and having hope for the future. And, you know, and even in these times too, I would say for me, is looking back at things in my life where I thought at times that certain things weren't not going to happen.
Yeah.
But they still did. And that's like before I realized and had a relationship with God, and yet they still came true.
Mm-hmm.
Even when it felt bleak. And it reminded me in these moments like this, like, hey, well, you know, okay, it happened then. Dad's going to help us now. We'll get through this. You know, he's never failed us in this, and allowed us to get through it to expression and stuff, you know, obviously the manifestation ways and stuff like that.
Yeah, I know what
you're saying. Kind of ramble, but, you know, hey, you can get it.
Oh, that's good. And, yeah, talking to you has definitely helped, and having that support, just to be able to express how I feel and my thoughts.
Because I would say this. It's probably several people for you, and you're one of the biggest ones who doesn't like... If you're not going to smile, you're not going to smile. You're not going to force a smile on your face. And I almost guarantee that I preface this. There's so many people out there right now who actually, this hasn't affected them one bit.
Yeah, and they attribute that to just less the strength of the Lord kind of thing. And not saying that you have to walk around and just look mope and look long in the face all the time to really show how, you know, how you're feeling, what you're really going through. You know, because see, we've been able to laugh and joke and but there are people that are covering up so much hurt and pain that they don't know how to express any of it. So they walk around and look like and act like something that's, I don't know, not them.
Yeah, because if you'd be one of the first ones, if I was to ask you, how you doing, you would be, well, I ain't doing too crap. I ain't doing too hot today.
Yeah, you can tell. Well, that's because, I'm married.
Well, you know that with a couple of our friends, too. They ask you, you kind of just walk and just kind of said it. But you didn't go like,
I mean, some people, they're like, oh, you're being real honest with me right now. Yeah. Like, oh, okay, I don't really know how to talk to you right now. Sometimes, a lot of times I'm like, I know that they're not really going to have much to say, but I'm going to just say it.
Which I would say this, your honesty though, and that is, and I want to say this, I think it really, I watch it with you, your honesty, if somebody was to ask you, your honesty and opinion, not to be so happy, but to be honest, actually I think in the way it does help you with your hope. Because instead of just acting like nothing's happening, in this sense, giving yourself almost, I would say this, false hope, you may have having genuine hope and when you need it.
Yeah, I could see that. Speaking of like hope for myself, I say this year, out of all the other years, I have intentionally paid more attention to myself. And I can see how for a long time I've just kind of ignored myself and my feelings and what I wanted and tried to be, in a sense, the good, the Christian that I thought others would like for me to be.
Yeah, you'd be a lot more expensive this year.
And I just got to a point with, I think COVID was kind of like what took the last straw.
Well, I think in the way for you, it helped you, it might help you for others too, and just somebody living on the outside. Because we didn't have to pull away from people socially, distance, it's giving you a moment to go, hey, who am I? Yeah. Who am I? What do I like? What do I really feel?
Yeah. What can I do?
What can I do?
And I'm not for a whole bunch of other people because I can't really be around.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are others who are listening who feel like that. Like, you know, it's like you got a breather.
Yeah.
You got time for yourself and like, what in the world is this?
Yeah. Which actually been very good. And I think actually, you know, even though we were just having a conversation about, you know, you feeling like your future dreams and stuff, but have that honest conversation, and because I would say, give yourself this time last year, you wouldn't have that conversation.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that after our conversation everything's so perfect and rosy.
No.
Yeah, but it feels brighter at least. Feels like there's a light somewhat down the road, you know, and it begins to help. I think that's sometimes one thing that we don't really ever we think that, okay, if I am having this conversation with somebody, I'm gonna have so much hope. Or they're going to have so much hope afterwards. And the reality is, it's not. It's just, it doesn't happen like that. If it can just turn on and turn off like that, then I question it. But if you begin to just see a little bit of light, And allow, it's like almost feel like it's like a relationship. It takes some time. Build it.
Yeah.
You know, and dad's going to walk you, cycle you through it. It's going to get you through it to allow you to really see hope. But if you just get a little glimpse, a dim light, he's walking you.
So as you were talking about, you know, like working at it, work going forward, I thought about one of our children's, or actually three of our kids' favorite game.
Which one?
Minecraft.
Oh, gosh.
So, like, life, you know, I watch them play, and I'm like, I'm getting all kinds of, like, life lessons from it. Like, it's interesting because life feels like that. Like, you're chiseling, you're mining, you're, you know, swinging that pickaxe, right? But it's interesting that the certain tools that you have, it just makes it easier in a sense to, like, I don't know if it's easier, if the easier is the right word.
It does make
efficient,
it a little
efficient. I don't
makes
know.
It more efficient, makes it a little easier to get through. Even at that time, like, for instance, kind of educate our viewers, one of the most pressing things you look for in the game is,
you know, they can Google.
Yeah, diamonds. It's the diamonds. Well, they're the most rarest mineral that's on the game. And so you have to, like, really dig. I mean, you can sit there and search forever, and you can even have a diamond pickaxe, which is one of the best pickaxes you can have. You can mine so quickly, and you can mine so quickly that you burn yourself out. So even having, like, the best tool sometimes can burn you out if you don't use it right. If
so
you don't
learning,
pace yourself.
Okay, so it's that pace, it's that rhythm, it's that flow, that ebb and flow.
And taking a breather. Like I was just telling, we were having the things, I think one of the biggest things I was trying to make sure you understand is just breathe. Go take a shot, a gym. Like, you know, like, just relax. Settle down for a moment. Because we can work ourselves up so much. That even just settling down, you're able to see the light. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're frantic. And like, that, like in the game, you just slow down sometimes. And don't overwork it. You won't find diamonds. Having the perseverance to carry on.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest things that we want to look at, like, when we're talking about this, is that slow down.
Mm.
You know what? Yeah. Whatever relaxes, allows you to relax. Dad knows, if you in that moment, like, I don't know what's going to help me to relax. Say, Dad, help me to relax.
Like, yeah, maybe that tool for you is, like you said, go take a shot of gin. Go watch your favorite trashy reality TV show with your friend. If you can't get together with them in person, do it on Zoom.
If it stares at Christmas lights, you know, whatever.
Go
it may,
study the moon and the stars.
Yeah,
like,
whatever it may be, just take that, get them over to breathe. Instant reset. Allow yourself to just comprehend.
Mm-hmm.
Rest, and you're able to move forward.
Yeah, those moments, just even doing something for yourself, for God's sakes, like, you know, just enjoying just a few moments to yourself, and hopefully you get more. I know with children it's hard, like, but that can really set you up and I think help you to just keep moving. It's like an energy boost,
mm-hmm.
in a sense. And I know some might be going, well, that's hedonism. That's seeking life's pleasures, and that's not what the whole life is about. And I'm not saying that, my God. Like, we have responsibilities. We have things we have to do that we don't like to do or feel like doing. God,
yeah.
Like,
but see, again, if you realize you have that relationship with God, and that, hey, watching some crazy reality TV show with Dad, with my friend here, I know my dad's with me, you're resting in him. I hope your religious mindsets can understand that. Like, you're doing it with him. You're like, well, you're doing something. You're not reading your Bible. Why? I am actually. I'm actually living it out.
Mm. Oh, also, sometimes we see so much uncertainty because we're looking, we see it in, how do I want to say this? Sometimes we don't see hope because we're looking for it in the same exact places.
You mean like doing the same thing over and over and over again? Instead of see something new?
Yeah, we don't consider. Sometimes we have a hard time with that, considering something different. As simple as that sounds. Yeah. Considering something new.
I would say this. I think Dad has infinite ways to get things done. One thing done. That makes sense. I think he has millions of ways of doing that. And we always want to go back to the one thing that we did the first time and keep doing that instead of trying something new. And say, Dad, tell me else another way of doing this. Mm-hmm. Dad, hey, Dad, tell me another way. Hey, Dad, tell me another way. Let me learn. Yeah, let me learn. Show me something different.
What if I paved the way for something new?
Like, he's like, okay, Dad, your eyes are blue. Okay, I'm going to stay with blue. Blue, 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 blue. But he's like, hey, I want you to get to know me more here. And here. And here. And we only want to stay in one area. It's the comfort zone. And it's the branch outside of that. And that's what I was...
Yeah, sometimes our uncertainties lie in our comfort zones.
Yeah. Because we stay there. And it's so easy, like, in times like this, when you got so much... feels like there's overwhelmingness of bleakness. That happens, you get so, you stay, you want to curl up more and more into your comfort zone. You want to stay there.
Because I look back, you know, that's so true. Like, I look back at some of, at our life, years ago, and like, how some things would come up, and or we needed something, or we needed to get somewhere. It's like, I don't know how this is going to happen financially, like physically. And it happened in a totally different way than what was expected.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, okay, so it wasn't, okay, so you do this, and then it equals this. No. And it feels like my whole life has been like that. Like, yeah. It's just not... I'm not in the books, like, in a sense. It's, you know, it's like, just...
It's time to come out. Time to see things from a different perspective. Time to see something new.
I think for many of us who are willing, that it's time to go into uncharted territories.
Yeah, and then you should always be living your life in the sense of moving towards uncharted. How do you ever grow unless you go into uncharted?
Yeah, and that's not to say you can't feel scared, you can't doubt.
You have a feeling of hopelessness at times. It's part of the thing. It happens. Let's be real, like things like this. It's affecting everybody in a wide scale sense. But let's be real. Like, next year, some people are going to go through a cycle of crap. And it might just be them.
And some will be going through it, right? But it's not that they're not affected by it. It's just that they've learned to, I guess, work through it. They've learned to cope with it. They've learned to move within the limitations or restrictions. And that's not to say that because we are limited or restricted that you'll continue to be limited or restricted.
No. It's just, you gotta understand, you're like, this stuff is gonna happen. Like, it may not happen on this wide scale like this for a long time. But it's gonna happen more on a individual scales, and people around you. It's things like this happens. People go through stuff. You're going to go back through things like this that feels bleak, and learning that in these moments right now how to have hope, learning to rest and persevere, try something different, try something new, grow, will help you. And then you can take that same concept, in a sense, when things happen again, you can continue to grow. You can learn. You can learn through it and come out better each and every time stuff like this happens. Doesn't mean that you won't get hurt. No, you will. Just be real. You'll just learn how to grow through it, though. You'll know that, hey, I need healing. I need this. I need this. You become more aware and more honest with people, and they're more vulnerable, which is not a bad thing one bit. And it's a good thing. So just try some of that stuff. Like, try in your life. Say, Dad, hey, help me to relax. Tell me some new way I can relax. Tell me something. Like, show me. Help me. You know, hey, what can I do differently now? And you'll see that you begin to have that light, that hope, springing back up in you. And it's not going to happen at once. Just enjoy the journey. Enjoy it.
I couldn't agree more with you. And you know, it's not what, like we said, what we're saying is not a cure, a fix-all for every one of your situations and or things that you'll encounter, because there's things you're still going to have to grow through and step through and, you know, have things revealed to you.
Yeah.
I like to look at it as having a strong foundation to help, I don't want to say battle, but
just to get through life.
Yeah.
To get through and thrive and come out better than where you were when you came through it, came in the beginning. Be overcomers.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast at Losing My Religion. If you'd like to show your continued support, subscribe and share. And if you like, you can give monthly of no more than $10 at the link in the description below. It helps us to keep doing what we love to do, which is this. Thank you.